And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. We start with police who have finally cleared the encampment at George Washington University, where protesters called for the beheading of the African-American provost, Christopher Allen Bracey. It was 14 days of disruption that took place, with tents littered across campus and a defaced statue of George Washington with slogans like, "Gaza lights the spark that will set the empire ablaze." Police moved in, arrested 38 protesters, including one juvenile. And even the far-left D.C. mayor had to step in. When that happens, you know it's gone a little bit too far. In corporate news, Disney's stock price took a nosedive after another disastrous earnings call. The company seems to be reaping what it's sown, with its relentless push of LGBT content and poorly made woke films. And audiences, well, they've rejected them whole-handedly. Four of the five biggest box office flops of 2023 were Disney films, racking up hundreds of millions in losses. Maybe it's time for the Mouse House to listen to 71% of Americans who want them to end their LGBTQ agenda. In a bid for equity, Maine Governor Janet Mills has signed an executive order to incentivize the hiring of women in the construction industry through state grants. Because clearly, the fact that only 6% of construction workers are women is a problem that needs fixing, and certainly not a reflection of biological realities or personal preferences. No. Can't be that. I'm sure forcing companies to hire based on gender quotas rather than merits gonna work out swimmingly. And a 15-year-old girl from West Virginia is suing the Biden administration after a biological male who competes against her in track and field allegedly made repeated rape threats with no consequences. The lawsuit details disturbing comments the male student made, and despite reporting the incidents, the school allegedly did little to address the situation, leaving the girl and her teammates to endure the harassment. And finally, a federal judge has dealt a blow to the Biden administration's attempts to dismiss a censorship lawsuit brought on by the Daily Wire, the Federalist, and the state of Texas. The lawsuit alleges that the State Department has been illegally funding and promoting organizations which aim to bankrupt conservative media outlets by pressuring advertisers to demonetize them. The judge rejected the government's motion to dismiss the case and transfer the venue, allowing the lawsuit to proceed. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.